This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
It's the Week in Philly, sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. Get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love.
Every year that you make the playoffs and don't win a world championship, it's kind of a failure, and you get a little bit more motivated. The one thing I see differently about these guys this year is they're wanting to get out of here. They want to start the regular season and get going.
We are back on the Week in Philly, and the 2025 Major League Baseball regular season is here. The Phillies starting the campaign on the road this weekend, visiting the Washington Nationals, home opener set for Monday afternoon against the Colorado Rockies. And let's talk about what to expect out of the Phillies this season. Bring in KMW's Dave Uram. And Dave, is this a World Series or bust season for the Phils?
I'll say this. Their goal is to win the World Series. So yes, from that standpoint, with the goal of winning the World Series, it is technically World Series or bust. With their payroll as high as it's been, yes, that implies it's a winning World Series situation, you know, barring injury or whatnot, or it's a bust. But you know what? I feel like after the way that the past three seasons have ended, and I haven't taken any polls or really done any in-depth research about this, I feel like the Phillies have to really perform at a high level for, just generally speaking, them to be in the, not that they're not a good team, because they're a very good team and they're certainly contenders, but to be in the Dodger conversation, the Yankee conversation. I feel like they have to perform at a high level again after the way last postseason ended against the Mets. So yes, technically speaking, it's World Series or bust, but I also think that, and especially with guys such as Kyle Schwarber, JT Realmuto being in contract years, Ranger Suarez being in contract years, Nick Castellanos, not a contract year, but next season's a contract year. So I feel like that there's, believe it or not, something for these guys to prove, that they're not going to go on this decline that they have been on, and that they can remain contenders for the World Series.
Did we learn anything this spring that we didn't already know?
No, because they're pretty much running back the same exact core. Some changes here and there. We did learn, and we'll see how this turns out throughout the early parts of the season and throughout the season, we did learn that the leadoff spot could change. Early on, manager Rob Thompson may tinker with the leadoff spot early on.
We're still fighting through it, and I'm thinking about, you know, maybe against a left-handed starter, it's Trey leading off, right-handed starter, it's Schwarber leading off, but I'm not quite there yet.
We also did learn that, unfortunately, and I mentioned Ranger Suarez, who's in a contract year, he is starting the season on the injured list because of a back issue that came up during spring training. So Taijuan Walker, who did not have a guaranteed spot in the rotation at the start of spring training, he's going to begin the season in the rotation as Ranger Suarez is on the injured list.
What do you consider biggest strength on this team and the biggest weakness right now?
Biggest strength, even if Ranger's in the rotation or not right now, I think it's the rotation. Zach Wheeler, Cy Young runner-up, one of the best pitchers in baseball, if not the best. You could make an argument that that's certainly the case. Aaron Nola. Jesus Luzardo was a trade that the Phillies made in the offseason. He's a left-hander that came from the Miami Marlins. When healthy, Luzardo has pitched well. He was not healthy last year. So if he is healthy, that presumably is a nice little addition for the Phillies rotation. There are major high expectations for Christopher Sanchez this season. And then, you know, we'll see what happens with the fifth spot. Weakness? I'd say this. You know, the bullpen had a really good season last year before the absolute mess that was the postseason loss to the Mets. They were really bad in that series. It's pretty much the same bullpen minus some new guys here, or rather adding some new guys here minus some guys leaving. Jeff Hoffman, Carlos Estevez, they're not on the team anymore. They have some new guys in the bullpen. Jordan Romano, who was on the Blue Jays, he was injured a lot last year, so see if he can be healthy. He's been a proven closer in the past, even though he doesn't technically have that role with the Phillies. Jose Alvarado apparently is more tone coming into this season, so it's looking for a bounce back season for him. And then they added a former Washington National named Joe Ross. So there's some additions to the bullpen. I'll say this is not a weakness, because I think the success of the Phillies really depends upon how the big bats, the big money bats, perform during the season. If the bats aren't consistent, I think that that can slow the Phillies down from their potential. If the bats aren't hot and consistent, that can be an issue for the Phillies throughout the season.
Under the radar player that could hold some key to success or be a bigger part than maybe we're giving credit to right now.
You know what? He's a new guy, Max Kepler, who they signed in free agency. He's been on the Minnesota Twins for a decade. Again, injured last season, so not to his usual play. And you can't always go by spring training numbers, good or bad, but he hit really well in spring training. Seems like he's going to start the season in left field. I feel like maybe Max Kepler could be a Raul Ibanez type surprise addition if he's able to bounce back from last year and perform at a high level. So I look at Max Kepler as maybe somebody who's an interesting, unsung type of guy.
All right. Thank you very much, Dave. KYW's Dave Uram joining us talking Phils. We'll have more of The Week in Philly coming up. Don't go away. The Week in Philly from KYW News Radio is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HR-V. For a limited time, well-qualified buyers can get a 4.9% APR on a 2025 Civic or a 3.9% APR on a 2025 Accord or HR-V. Contact your local Honda dealer today. See dealer for financing details. Excludes Civic Si and Type R.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.